what we plan to do is to speed up our registration of members. We're going to be registering members who are planters, producers of cocoa. We're also going to be registering people who are manufacturers at whatever scale or level of the cocoa products, whether it's chocolate sticks or whatever. And we'll be hoping to train, look for some people to train, people who make cocoa chocolatiers. That would be a medium-term thing, right? And at the same time, we're hoping to have an office established somewhere in Kingston where we could be operational from probably 5 days a week. Those are our major objectives at the moment. We have been linking with the Ministry of Agriculture, so to speak, and the National Cocoa Association to get planting material, to help get planting material for members. Remember after the Amajaro project had a major change in terms of Amajaro involvement. It was taken over by the local people. And so we were trying to get some of the planting material they had in store for our farmers and for farmers' potential members. So we're still linking with them. We hope to work in conjunction with any other organization in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is promoting cocoa and the cocoa industry.